This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Voters in Ingham County's 13 townships will have a chance to decide on continued sheriff's deputy patrols with a November ballot proposal. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, talking to WILS this afternoon, says it's the only way to maintain countywide service.
Board of Commissioners voted January 1st to end the road patrol, and this is their solution. They can put on the ballot and the people determine what they want.
The Lansing City Council last night setting a September 13th public hearing on an ordinance addressing the presence of primary caregivers who want to run a medical marijuana business from their home. Councilman Eric Hewitt spoke with WILS.
It provides safety for the individual who may want to go to the extreme of being a caregiver and growing marijuana, making sure that the process of growing the marijuana is done in a safe manner, that the wiring in the house is safe, that they have proper ventilation.
The EPA has denied a petition by five environmental groups to ban lead in hunting ammunition. While some hunters say lead is needed, Gavin Shire with the American Bird Conservancy tells WILS's Tony Connolly that's not true.
Back in 1991, the federal government banned lead in waterfowl hunting, and that sport has actually increased.
And the Michigan Court of Appeals ruling to keep a group calling itself the Tea Party off the general election ballot. The court yesterday agreeing with state election officials that the group didn't correctly show their party name on petitions. Ingham County's 13 townships may be able to avoid going without sheriff's deputy patrols after all. With funding cuts by county commissioners set to leave the townships without the service, now a November ballot proposal will give voters a chance to have continued coverage. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth tells WILS this afternoon that if the proposal passes, the department will be able to allocate a specific number of deputies for service.
When they contract, I'm assuming they'll contract for X amount of people. That will give them better coverage than they have now.
The Lansing City Council last night setting a September 13th public hearing on a new ordinance addressing the presence of primary caregivers wanting to run a medical marijuana business from their homes. Councilman Eric Hewitt spoke with WILS.
Knowing that anybody that's doing a business, whether it's woodworking or growing marijuana in their basement or other secured location, is doing it in a way that's not going to potentially cause harm or damage to their property.
The story you're hearing only on WILS, environmental groups pushing to ban lead in hunting ammunition are denied by the EPA. And while some hunters and business owners say lead is needed, Gavin Shire from the American Bird Conservancy tells WILS's Tony Connolly.
You only have to look in any hunting catalog to find all lead-free alternative shots and bullets available. And we believe the time is right.
And resurfacing work gets underway today on Mount Hope Avenue between Farm Lane and Hagedorn and between Hagedorn and Okemos Road in Meridian Township, part of a $1.5 million project. If passed, a November ballot proposal could mean continued sheriff deputy patrols for Ingham County's 13 townships. This comes after county budget cuts led to the planned suspension of the service. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, talking to WILS this afternoon, says the cost of contracting out the department's services would be well worth it.
11 of the 13 townships went for $150 a parcel assessment. It would be less than your cell phone bill a year. So it's a fairly cheap way to provide quality public safety.
An agreement reached on the proposal to rename part of Grand River Avenue in Old Town after civil rights activist Cesar Chavez. The name will instead be honorary, with Lot 56 being named Cesar Chavez Plaza. Brittany Hoskey with the Old Town Commercial Association spoke with WILS at last night's city council meeting.
Lot 56 very much was kind of where everybody in the community gathered and celebrated change and empowerment and community development.
It's not even close to hunting season in Michigan, but there's controversy over what should or shouldn't be used this fall. Rich Hurl has the story you'll hear only on WILS.
The EPA has denied a petition by five environmental groups to ban lead in hunting ammunition, saying the issue is not in its jurisdiction. Some hunters and business owners say lead is needed, but Gavin Shire from the American Bird Conservancy tells WILS's Tony Connolly that's not true.
Back in 1991, the federal government banned lead in waterfowl hunting, and that sport has actually increased.
Shire says he's not against hunting and says you can look in any hunting catalog to find alternative lead-free bullets. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
He's up by 22 points in the latest poll, and now Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder gets the endorsement of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. The chamber's Sarah Hubbard tells WILS's Tony Connolly that his lack of experience is not a concern.
There are a lot of people in Lansing who are going to be able to help him navigate through that system, and his choice of Brian Kelly as a lieutenant governor is certainly someone who has experience.
An MSU basketball player Corey Lucius arrested yesterday morning in East Lansing on suspicion of drunk driving. He faces a misdemeanor charge. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 69. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds, high near 85. And tomorrow night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, low around 67. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.